Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is StoneX Vice President Fertilizer, Josh Linville. Fall is here, and a lot of guys are thinking about fall application. What are we seeing in the markets right now on the fertilizer side of things? What are the big movers, and what are people watching at the moment?
Well, I'd say from a North America perspective, the single biggest thing that is right here in front of our face, impacting us every day, it's logistics, and specifically river logistics. Low water levels is once again the storyline, as it was last fall. Unfortunately, it looks like this round is a little bit worse than what it was last year. So the ability or inability to move the barges up and down the waterways is going to be something that concerns us as we move into the fall season. Obviously, there's a lot of product that's already in place, but there's a tremendous amount of price pressure, a lot of price risk in these markets still. And that's kept everybody a little bit more reserved on putting tons in place ready to go for this fall. So that puts us a little bit more dependent on just-in-time demand, just-in-time supplies, logistics. And so that's something we really need to watch. And that doesn't even touch the world events that have been going on here for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question. Of course, Middle East, we've seen a lot of conflict over there, and while things are happening, it seems like by the hour we've got new headlines coming out. How is that impacting what we're seeing here price-wise? Is it impacting it yet?
Well, it's interesting. So when over the last weekend when the attacks began, obviously we kind of went into overdrive, starting to kind of look at things. What's a direct, what's an indirect situation? And what we've been talking about, what we've been looking at, the direct is potash, of all things. Israel is the fourth largest potash exporter in the world. So that's something we watched very quickly, but we didn't see any reaction from the marketplace as far as pricing goes. We didn't hear any stories of production sites or logistical chains being impacted. So it looked like it was a non-event. However, indirectly, nitrogen market. We saw natural gas prices up around the world as war premiums started to get set in. Well, of course, that raises the cost of production for nitrogen. Fortunately, we haven't seen an impact to any production. Nothing has actually been reported out there. So not only we've had prices go surge a little bit, that was something we were watching, but since then things have calmed down a little bit, and we think that that's a non-event as well. The biggest worry is if this starts to spill outside of the Israel-Palestine situation. If we start to see players such as like Lebanon start entering it, if we start to see Iran, now we have to start worrying about this from a regional standpoint. Back during the last Gulf War, a lot of attention was paid to vessels flowing through the Persian Gulf and their safety, their ability, their willingness. Well, we're going to have to talk a lot about fertilizer that flows through those same channels if that happens. It's a very low probability, but a very, very high impact situation. If it arises, and we're crossing our fingers, we don't have to talk about that story anytime soon.
And so I know we talked Mississippi River levels here already, but is there anything else as far as here fall application weather-wise that could impact market price for fertilizer? If the Midwest, if the Corn Belt sees a lot of rain and isn't able to get much out there here this fall, does that play into markets much?
Absolutely. Let's just say we go through a horrible fall season. The initial reaction as we start moving in towards latter part December, January, February, is what do we do with all this extra product? Because obviously production doesn't just shut down if the fall season doesn't happen. Now we have a bearish situation as the market is just desperately trying to find anybody they can possibly find to find the byproduct and move this stuff out of their own warehouses. The shift, though, will be at some point the market will stop focusing solely on what do we do with all this excess product, and it'll start to shift to, we just had a really bad fall. That means we're going to have an exceptionally large demand spring. There's only so much supply. There's only so much storage. There's only so many spreaders and sprayers and toolbars. Now, all of a sudden, there's too much demand for supply. Now, all of a sudden, we start to see a bullish cycle. So it creates a little bit of a dip and then surge as we move into the spring.
Anything else that we should have on our minds here thinking fall fertilizer before we let you go?
The biggest thing I have been trying to have conversations with folks out there is have your conversation about your fall needs with your retailer now. Not November 1st, not November 10th, not November 15th. Now. There are enough risk out there, not only from a pricing perspective, but also from a logistical perspective. Things are tight. We ended last year very empty across multiple fertilizer products, and it seems like we've been struggling to get these things refilled. I'm not going to sit there and say we're not going to be able to find it. We have cried wolf on that story so many times. I never want to say that. We'll find the product. The market will find a way. It always does. But the thing that worries me is at what price and at what time frame will it find that product? So the sooner we can have those conversations with our retailers about what our needs are going to be, the better suited they will be to be ready to roll this fall.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time for the update.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yep. Josh Linville joining us on the Red River Farm Network.